Have you been to counseling before and it didn't work? You don't understand how you can logically think about things, but you can't outthink your problem right now. You feel it in your body, but your body that you rely on and others rely on is not connecting with your mind. Did you know that trauma recovery usually needs to start in the somatics, not in the mind? In this guided journey from Deb Dana's Befriending Your Nervous System audio series, we'll explore the autonomic pathways to reconnect with our body's deeply rooted biological responses, grounded in millions of years of evolution. We begin with the autonomic nervous system, which shapes not only our experiences of safety and connection, but also our perceptions of the world. While it might seem that our minds control everything, it's actually our bodies, specifically our autonomic nervous system, that guide how we move through life. This understanding is crucial as it shows why we cannot simply outthink an emotional response. Our body's autonomic processes are deeply tied to its primal history, connecting us to the ancient survival strategies we still carry within us. Consider the autonomic nervous system's development over millions of years. Much like the structure of our brain, imagine a staircase of evolutionary stages, each layer building upon the last without replacing it. The system develops in three distinct parts, giving us a pathway we can feel and understand in our body. Just as our brains evolved from the brainstem, the limbic system, and finally the cortex, our automatic nervous system evolved with three interconnected systems: the dorsal vagal, sympathetic, and ventral vagal. Each of these systems brings us a unique sense of survival, much like stepping into different layers of ourselves. Starting over 500 million years ago, our ancestors began with the dorsal vagal system, the oldest part of our autonomic nervous system. Picture a turtle moving slowly or retreating into its shell when feeling threatened. This is how the dorsal vagal system responds. By conserving energy, immobilizing, and waiting for safety before reemerging. When activated, it feels as if we're withdrawing from awareness, disappearing into numbness or stillness as a means to survive, to endure. You might even feel this in your own body when you're overwhelmed, the sensation of wanting to disappear or feeling disconnected. The next layer emerged 400 million years ago with the arrival of the sympathetic nervous system, which brought movement as a survival response. Now we could fight or flee, adding the energy of action to our responses. Feel that internal spark of energy that accompanies frustration or fear, the impulse to move, to defend. This is your sympathetic system stepping in, ready to help you respond to threats by immobilizing energy. Finally, the ventral vagal system came into being around 200 million years ago, unique to mammals and the foundation of our capacity for connection. Imagine a calm, warm feeling of safety, the pleasure of shared moments, whether curled up with a pet, talking to a friend, or simply being in nature. This is your ventral vagal system at work, inviting you to connect and feel grounded in your body and the world. Our automatic nervous system is therefore a layered landscape of responses that our body brings forth. Without conscious thought as it navigates life, the dorsal vagal, sympathetic, and ventral vagal responses all play essential roles, each one adding its unique response to our survival and connection. Take a moment to feel these systems within yourself. Place one hand on the base of your neck where the brainstem lies. With the other, trace the pathway of your vagus down through your throat, lungs, heart, and into your digestive system. Sense the wanderer nerve, as it's called, as it flows through your body, carrying information from your organs to your brain and back. Imagine this connection. knowing that 80% of the signals travel up to the body, to the brain, and only 20% return with that motor response. Your body's wisdom far surpasses what we can consciously possess and control. As you move your hand down from your diaphragm to your abdomen, let yourself connect with the dorsal vagal pathway. Feel calm, slow energy here, and acknowledge how it supports your digestion. In moments of distress, it protects you by guiding you inward. Then placing a hand on your heart, let yourself connect with the ventral vagal pathway. This is the pathway of connection, of feeling alive and engaged with yourself and others. Breathe here and feel the potential for connection that resides within you. By feeling these evolutionary pathways within ourselves, we can begin to understand how our bodies are uniquely designed to support us, our responses, whether retreating, immobilizing, or connecting, are not just simply reactions we can think our way out of. They are body-based strategies honed over millions of years. By learning to feel and listen to them, we take steps towards befriending our nervous system and ourselves, and understanding that we are not just a cognitive being, that sometimes our emotional body and our emotional primitive brain will step into our previous evolution and keep us safe. A traumatized brain is like throwing a body into cold water. It has a limited amount of ability. So when you throw someone into cold water, the body starts to protect those organs and not pump to the arms and the legs. Trauma is the same. You will notice people with trauma, their memory, their ability to learn, their ability to stay in the cognitive will all be there. I encourage you to look at trauma-informed care training offered by Alberta Health Services for free to understand not only yourself, understand the people that you're serving, and understand your team. Thank you for taking the time to learn today. I encourage you to stay curious and to get into your body. Play with mental health. Mental health is not illness. It is doing the steps that you need in order to prevent cancer rather than the cancer diagnosis. Mental health is fun, play, exploration, creativity, going to the spa, playing with hot and cold, and spending time with others. Thank you.